You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Men's Basketball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by DePaul University head men's basketball coach Bill Finland. DePaul, 17-8 on the regular season, 12-4 in SCAC play, earning the number 2 seed out of the Eastern Division. Coach, first of all, congratulations on a great regular season, and thanks for joining us today.
Appreciate it, Russell. Thanks.
Coach, the DU Tigers close out the regular season winning 7 of your last 8 games. Just talk about where this team is heading into the SCAC tournament.
Well, we're kind of banged up and dinged up and sick and stuff like that, but we've been finding ways to win games, so that's always rewarding. We lost our center, Joe Bergfeld, a couple weeks ago, and he's out for the season, and Drew Wills, one of our top guys coming off the bench, is probably out for the weekend, and he was on the all-tournament team in the conference tournament last year. And we've had some guys sick with the flu and some stuff like that. So we're trying to deal with some issues like that. But I'm really proud of our team. I thought we had, we had a little bit of a rough patch in around Christmas time and kind of switched up some of the things that we were doing. Our guys really responded and, finishing the season, we've actually won 11 of our last 13 games, and a lot of people would like to do that. So I'm proud of how we finished, and we're excited about going down there and swinging away in Jackson.
Coach, as I mentioned, earning the number 2 seed out of the Eastern Division, you draw the number 3 seed in the West, Austin College. You've met once prior earlier in the season, back on January 30th in Greencastle, where you knocked off the Roos 77-63 behind 20-point effort, 6 rebounds from Sean Hazley. What, if anything, can you take away and then learn from that game as you guys move forward to the matchup on Friday?
Well, it was a while ago, and since we only play them once, it's kind of a little bit difficult to gauge. That game was maybe a little closer than the score would indicate. We were able to, get a little run going towards the end and kind of pull away very late. I think Austin is, as talented as anybody in the league. They're really good offensively and present a lot of problems. And, obviously we're on a neutral floor. And, I think this game, like just about every game in this tournament right now is a pick 'em kind of game. I think this is maybe the most balanced tournament that we've had since we've been in the league.
Coach, interesting matchup. Obviously, you guys like to shoot the three ball very well. Austin College is second best in defending the three, holding opponents to just 29.5%. That their length causes a lot of problem in the defensive. You were able to shoot 43% back in January. Just talk about the matchup problem that could present as you guys move forward on Friday.
Well, I think that a big part of making three-point shots is pushing, is putting pressure on the defense in other ways. So if you don't get penetration by either throwing the ball in the post or driving the basketball, you're just not going to be able to get good looks from the three-point line. And, we're obviously, that's a big part of what we do, and we're going to have to, be able to do that against Austin, and then you got to make those good shots when you have them, and we've been able to do that, pretty consistently over the course of the year. That's sort of been a hallmark of our team over the years. And unfortunately, when we don't shoot it very well, we're not very good. So, my hope would be that we can put some pressure on them in some other ways, and give ourselves the opportunity to play to those strengths with just shooting the ball from the three-point line.
Coach, you mentioned earlier Austin College being so effective offensively. Very balanced team, 4 guys, 11-plus points. Defensively, how do you key on a team when you know they can really find points from just about any guy on the floor?
Well, you got to you got to try to hold the other guys down. I think that's the big thing. I think you got to pick one or two guys you want to try to take away a little bit, and then you just really can't afford to have some guys that maybe aren't those double figure scorers get double figures on you, and that takes a real team team effort. It takes a lot of concentration. I mean, we're very, you know, we probably spend too much time talking about scouting and that kind of stuff. But I think particularly in a quick turnaround like this, I mean, we're just coming off the road and you know, having to go back on the road, no practice the day before, that sort of stuff. I think a big thing is you know, how well the players are able to take, able to mentally process the things that we're telling them, and whether they're able to distinguish who's who and who does what, and you know, how we can hold them down, really has a lot to do with whether you can have success. You know, when we're playing those two game trips on the road, you know, we always call the middle day, the Saturday, we call it brain day. You know, we don't do a whole lot of live stuff. We do a lot of talking about the opponent, you know, video stuff, that sort of stuff. And when you're in a tournament like this, every day's brain day. You know, and if you're not processing the information and you know, able and willing and ready to execute that stuff on the floor, you're not going to have a chance to be successful. And you know, that's hard to do because everyone's tired this time of year, and you know, concentration wanes a little bit. So, you know, I think the teams that are the most mentally prepared are going to have the best chance to be successful down there.
Coach, DePaul has played exceptionally well defensively this season, holding opponents to just 60.2 points per game, second in the SCAC. Just talk about that importance of playing, the ability to play such strong defense, especially heading into a tournament atmosphere.
Well, you know, I thought that we really got better defensively as the year went on. Early on, we were not a very good defensive team, and you know, I'm not sure that we're great right now, but we're certainly a lot better than we were 6-7 weeks ago. So, you know, all you got to do is pick up the newspaper, jump on the internet, and look at the scores in conference play. I mean, they're not in the 80s. You know, they're in the 50s and the 60s, and people just know each other, and you know, the games are just grinders, and if you're not, you know, ready to defend at a relatively high level, you're gonna have a lot of problems in conference play, particularly in conference tournament play, and I think that's the way it is really all over the country at every level.
Coach, Austin College does really well with their hands, very quick hands, second in the SCAC in steals per game. Just talk about the importance of protecting a ball, especially as you mentioned, these games really being a pick 'em and could come down to possession-to-possession ball games.
Well, we picked three things out in January that we said that we just had to get better at, and the first was defensive concentration, and I think we did improve on that. The second was team rebounding, and I think we did improve on that. And the third was taking care of the basketball, and we did improve quite a bit in that area. And you're right. I mean, that's going to be a big key. It's going to be a big key to every game in the tournament. I mean, you know, when you're playing games in the 50s and 60s, then possession becomes, you know, that much more important. And if you're awarding the team extra possessions because you're careless with the basketball, you know, that's going to be a big problem for you. So, you know, we're talking about it, and you know, that really comes down, you know, turnovers in a lot of cases are really about concentration and being prepared mentally, knowing what you're looking for and paying attention. And you know, I think our guys have done a pretty good job of that over the last month, so hopefully we'll be able to keep that up this weekend.
And finally, Coach, just talk about some keys for the Tigers and maybe adjustments that you might have to make heading into the weekend in order to play well and make a run in this SCAC tournament.
Well, you know, we're trying to figure that out today. We've been you know, really fortunate to have different guys step up at different times. I mean, when Joe Bergfeld went down, you know, Ryan Seaver has just been terrific for us the last few weeks. You know, player of the week last week in the league, and has just, you know, we really haven't missed a beat, and in fact Ryan's been producing a little bit more offensively than Joe had been. So you know, we're lucky that we really have been able to kind of make up for Joe's absence a little bit, and now we've got doesn't look like Drew's going to be able to play for us, so we're gonna have to, you know, figure that part out have to have a team effort, you know, what kind of adjustments we're going to make. I think a lot of that stuff shows itself over the course of the game, and we're probably going to have a couple of guys in there that haven't been in there very much, you know, the last month, and we're going to need those guys to respond as well. So we're going to bring our team to Jackson, and our team is going to have to be ready to go.
DePaul University head men's basketball coach Bill Fenlon again. The Tigers 17-8 on the year, 12-4 in SCAC play. The number 2 seed out of the Eastern Division will draw the 3rd seed out of the West, Austin College, on Friday at the SCAC tournament. Coach, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward to the conference championships.
All right, Russell, thank you.